Okay, let's talk. Let's talk. What's the Torah perspective? What's the Torah perspective on Corona? I know that I can't start this without you. Never saw me with notes before, no? I mean, you guys ever saw me with this? So it's official. No?
Way too official.
So listen to this. This one you all know already, right? Al toichlu mimenu no. Right, you guys know this one already?
Karoi,
it says in Karoi, no, right? Yeah, mice doesn't work. It doesn't work because if you look at it, it says over there that it was anything that was eaten half cooked, half raw. What's nafka mean? Let's say a person would eat the Korban Pesach totally raw. If he ate the Korban Pesach partially raw, so then he gets malchus. If he eats the Korban Pesach totally raw, so then he's not over. He doesn't get the mitzvah of maybe eating the Korban Pesach, right? But he wasn't over. Now these guys, at first sight, they eat cats and they eat mice and they eat dogs, that's already not normal. They eat bats and they eat snakes and they don't cook these chevre at all. Right? So therefore the whole entire Rashi Koroina, it doesn't really work and it doesn't work. Did I just ruin your okay, let's go back. Okay. Let's start this Gemara. Let's start from the Gemara. That's what I'll try to figure out today. This Gemara, it says like this. The person who wrote the notes, he put them in English so that, we can have... The rabbis taught. Tanu Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, if a plague is in the city, one should stay home. What do you do when there's a plague? And is this called a plague? And whatnot, right? So the first thing before everything is the Gemara Yevamos. The Gemara Yevamos says, and Daf Samech Gimel, the Gemara says, Ein Paronius Ba La'olam Ella Bishvil Yisroel. The only bad things that could possibly, the only good things, the only everything that occurs in this world is for Klal Yisrael. And therefore, it's not the right Hashkofa to say, it's a bunch of Chinese, they all look alike anyway, it's not the Hashkofa Satayr. If something is taking place in the world, then you have to see how it talks to me. But what do people say? I know, you say, Ein Pronis Bali Yisroel, the only time bad things happen in the world is for Yisroel. Yes, so Klal Yisrael have to do tshuva and this, that. But I say, when you guys daven in the morning, and I'm going to teach you this once and for all, you should know this. When you're saying in the morning, Shema Yisrael, say Shema Yisrael. Who's Yisrael? Herschel. Who's Yisrael? You say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekein Hashem. Who are you talking to? Guy next to you, Shema Yisrael. Right? Who are you talking to? You know who you're talking to? You're talking to yourself. Shema Yisrael. You, Kike. Right? You're talking to yourself. You know that? Did you know that? So when you hear these things, all these Gemaras that Ein Pronis Bal Oilam, the only bad things that happen to the world are for Klal Yisrael, so Klal Yisrael should learn a lesson and do tshuva. If you're going to wait for all the Jews to do tshuva, it's not happening, Rabbi. You know those rebellions, they're not, it's not, we have like a kum just now, it ain't happening, right? Those guys, the men that are married to men and women that are men, they're not doing tshuva so fast, Rabbi. When you hear, Ein Paronius Bala Oilam Ela Bishil Yisrael, it's talking that you have to hear the message. The Chafetz Chaim, there was an earthquake, cracked Japan in half in like 1923 or something like that. Right? So the Chafetz Chaim said, you think Akash Baruch Hu sent a Gansa earthquake for a bunch of people that don't have anything to do, they don't know God. It was for the message that in Radin they should hear there was an earthquake. Ein Paronius. So that's, before we start, anything that you're hearing out there is that you should take a message. And you know what happened? Nobody here took a message. There's just like some interesting rate. Interesting. Wait, does this mean we're not going to be getting underwear anymore? Interesting, right? Like that. So Akash Baruch has to make it closer. But he doesn't want to bring it to Klal Yisrael just yet. Why Italy? Why not Norway and Denmark, Sweden? Like, why Italy? Because it's in the life and Balkan that they have stopovers in Italy. So now it affects us. So now we have to start thinking about it. Now it's like real. Now it's real. Now we might have to do something about it. That's what Akash Baruch Hu does. He brings it closer and closer until, you actually have to think that maybe there's something that has to do with us. And that's before we begin, right? But now we have to talk. What is it, Lemaisa? Is it a magefa? Let's start like that. Is it actually a magefa? Now, Halacha magefa has tremendous nafkamis. A magefa? Pestilence? Is it a plague, right? So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Taina Rabbanan. Dever ba'ir, if there's a plague in the ear, so Gemara says, kanes raglecha. Okay, what's kanes raglecha? right? Here, what's the English say? Kanes. It, one should not leave the entrance of his home until the morning, and then if there's a rabba here, if there's famine, so then pazer aglecha, run away. So if this would be a magefa in the city, so the halacha would be you have to close. Says the Gemara, Rava. What did Rava used to do? Rava used to sucker kavi. What's sucker kavi? He would close the windows. He closed the windows in his house and he was staying in his house. This is the first Kiva Makor that we know. The Chazal already understood from germs and they knew from these things. And they said, close the window and stay in your house and don't let the air come in and don't breathe the air. That's the, if it would be a Magefa by ear. Okay? Now, is it a Magefa? First of all, besides this is a cloud, what does it mean? The Maral has the Mashoy has the cash already. What does it mean? If it would be a Magefa, so then we're told that what? Not to run away and stay in your house and close the windows. Shouldn't we run away? If it would be a magefa, shouldn't we just get out of here? And the next line, by a rav, by famine, it says what? It says run away. So then it's, the implication is clear, right? The deek is clear. That when it comes to a famine, run away. When it comes to, if it would be a magefa, stay in your house and close the windows. Shouldn't it be that if there's a magefa, run away and get out of there? So the Marsha says, he says, no, it's pashit, that if there's a magefa, pashit you run away. Pashit you run away. He says, The Gemara means, if you weren't successful to run away, so then stay in your house and close the windows and don't go in the street. That's the Marsha's Malach. But did you know that there's a different Malach over here? The Malach of the Maharil. The Maharil was the Avi Minig Ashkenazim. He was the from about 700 years ago. And he writes that, no, one is where the Magefa is in the beginning or the Magefa in the middle. When the Magefa is in the beginning, so then the Halacha is that you gotta run, get out of there. Our Gemara is talking where the Magefa is already in the middle. It's already going on. And then it was already given with Shus to the Malach HaMavis to do what he wants. Now, what does it mean the Malach HaMavis is giving Rashid to do what he wants? It means that the Teva of the world, the nature of the world, works with Midas Adin. And when the world works with Midas Adin, it means unless you're a Tzaddik Gomer, you know, like you're a super Tzaddik and whatever, so then you're also Nechlal in the Midas Adin. And therefore, if the Magefa started, get out of here. If the Magefa is in the middle and the Midas Adin is rampant, so then the second you're going to get out, you're going to get the Midas Adin. So then you stay in your house and you close the windows. That's not the pshat, what's going on over there. Okay. Now is this a... actually, one more line before, is it a Magefa? The Gemara says, what do you do when you walk in the street in a Magefa? The Gemara says, when you have a Magefa, you walk on the sides of the road. Gemara Baba Kama, it's a Gemara Baba Kama. The Gemara says, if in times of Shalom, you walk in the middle of the road. What does it mean, walk in the middle of the road? Sides of the road? So the Rashba explains this is the biggest sight in life. Says the Rashba. When things are peaceful and calm and there's not sickness in the world and Magefas in the world, so then you go normal. And with medical Hashkafa, you go normal. I was the other day, I was by the Ramada, there was like a Yachikal, there's a guy there. I saw this with my own eyes. This guy, there was a door there. He took his like ichleis, his like a scarf there and whatever he had. He had like a little shemata with him, right? And he opened the door with the like that with the handle. So I know I need these things for like shirim and things, right? So I think maybe it's one time. Maybe he knows something about that door that we don't know. You know, who knows, right? You know, maybe he saw the guy beforehand. You know, with the finger all the way door into China and then touch the door. I'm okay with all that. Then I watch him. Everything, right? He went over the next door like it's so not normal. So not normal. That's like a recipe for a nervous breakdown and weird children that go up to Harabayas and whatever. I mean, you know, like, so for sure it's not normal, right? You know that guy, like, always interesting and the kids are interesting and whatever, like, you know, right? But that's not normal. When it comes to that, there's a peaceful time and safe time and no magefas, so then you do things that are normal, no magefas. You're normal. No, I'm not saying about a person has to do the normal things, has to take normal vaccinations and the normal this and that's fine. Normal, right? But that's the middle of the road. That's called the middle of the road. Masha'en came when there's Magefa. So then the Gemara says, you go to the side of the road. What's the side of the road? Then you go more to the extreme. You go more to the extreme. What does it mean extreme? So the Mashal, this mask over here, you have a mask, right? I want to tell you something about this mask. You guys don't know me. I also have a lot of medical zachim because of halacha. Let me tell you about this mask. Right? This mask is like the most dangerous thing that you could possibly do. When you're in an airport, the worst, dumbest thing you could do. I don't know where this stupidity came from. The worst thing, why? Because when you have a mask, the only time a mask helps is when you have somebody, Khalil, he's a patient, he's right there in front of you, and he can't breathe on you, and then you put on the mask, and then Shalom, I'll Chinatown, right? Then you're okay, right? if you have a mask and you're walking around with a mask constantly, right? So that means that every time, you know, I have to like, you know, scratch my nose or something like that. So I go like this. I touch my mask constantly. You're fixing your mask constantly. My fingers are constantly touching my mask. Constantly touching my mask. What happens? The disease or the germs that are in the world. Normally, the Ribbono Shel Olam, the way he created the Metzius is that you have air around you, okay? Some people have shade around them, but some the air around you, you have air around you, and then the air is somewhat of a disinfectant also, and it allows the germs to spread. What you just did is you took a mask, you made an incubator for all the germs that when you touch your mouth, or the germ touches there, goes inside, and it's budget breeding and breeding. It's like automatic death. You know, it's like halavai AIDS. It's like, you know, no, it's like mamish. It's like the dumbest thing in the world. Machain Cain, if you have somebody who's sick and he's right there and you're right there and you're not going to have the constant mask. So for that 1 minute, those 2 minutes, those 5 minutes, a mask works. Right? But when you have like an incubator, which is like breeding disease and whatever, you know, there's a reason they all look alike, Rabbi Yisrael. I mean, it's like it comes from somewhere. You know? So now does everybody understand what I'm saying? You have to be normal. You have to be normal. But b'shas magefa, then you have to be more healthy. The baby shots my gefa. You have to be more, you know, you have to be more. My daughter just had a baby. I told you guys that. Right, so, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Should I just tell you guys something or not?
No,
yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah, we want to hear it.
No, one thing.
About me.
No, not about you. No, so somebody, when I became a Zeta, so somebody told me, you should know, it told me like words of wisdom, three things an old man needs to, a Zeta needs to know. You know, this guy came over to me, like, he's arm around me, you know. Three things a Zeta needs to know, right? He says to me, number one is that when you get older, so everybody starts talking lower and faster for some reason. You know, why are people always talking so low and so fast? You know, okay, that's the one thing. The second thing is like for some reason, the stairs, they get bigger. And the third thing, I can't remember. Okay. Young guy.
Oh, no.
I hate Bernie. Okay. So where were we? I'm allowed to do that. That's my job. Oh, so for kids, sir, you have to go in the middle of the, oh, so I became a Zayda, right? So somebody, when the baby came into the house, so they came home with this, like, you know, this like Purell Darton. You know, like a bucket size. Like a little Snapple bottle, and right? So, you know, I come in the first time, take the baby, you know, take the baby. Let's go. Right? Right. Somebody there says, no, you know, like, you have to wipe the gutter. Right. See all of you guys, right? Right? All you guys up here, there's no Purell in those days. Right? There's no Purell in those days, none of this stuff. Right? Just be happy if I wash my hands, Nagelwasser. Watch it. Normal. That's not normal, but you have to be careful. That's what the Gemara. But this pshat al pikabola. I think it's the ben yada. Like the ben yada. What's a pshat? Middle of the road, side of the road. When there's a magefa, when it's a healthy time, shalom in the world. So then a person, when it comes to tzedakah and chesed, he has to go in the middle of the road. Normal. You can't give all your tzedakah, all your chesed. You know, you have to give. But when there's a magefa and there's midas adin, then you go to the side of the road. You go to the extreme in chesed and tzedakah because tzedakah is not only mavis. So you have to go to the furthest extreme. Okay. Now, is this a magefa? Tachis. Wonderful. Is this a magefa? So the Gemara says, what is a magefa? Right. When three people die, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Gemara Baba Kama, Tav Tam. When three people die, in a city that is Mechel, 500 people, and in 3 days, three people die, says the Gemara, that's a Magefa. The three people have died over here, and it's definitely in 3 days, right? So it looks pretty bad, right? It's not like, you know, I think we're holding by 3,000 or 4,000 people that died already, and it's definitely been in 3,000 or 4,000. The only thing is that you have to go fight there and learn the Shulchan Aruch and talk about Shulchan Aruch says 3 in 500, 6 in 1,000, right? Now, you don't even have to be like a real geek to understand this. It's 6 in 1,000. It's like, how many percent is that? No, who knows, right? You know, 200%. What was it? Right? 0.6%. 0.6%. How many people are there in, I don't know how to pronounce it, Van? I pronounce it right?
Wuhan.
Wuhan? Was that a curse? Did I just say what? what was there?
Wuhan.
Yeah. Wuhan. Wuhan. Huh? Wuhan. Right. So how many people are there in Wuhan? Who knows? Who knows? How many?
Millions.
There definitely are millions. That we know for sure. Right? What? No.
86.
No. 20,000 on the bus. 20,000. What? So I found out the number because I knew I was giving cheer by you guys. I called up my the cleaning lady. She told me 11 million. Now, who's really good at math here? Who's really good at math?
They are.
Okay, but they're all bad. So 0.6% of 11 million. How much? Let's go. Come on, who's the geek?
60,000.
It's like a little more than 60,000. It's like 66,000 or something like that or whatever, right? It's like 66,000. That means that in order for this to be a magefa, we would need 66,000 people to die in 3 days. Everybody say there are kimat 66,000 people that have this. This is so not a magefa. It is indescribable. It is mamish the biggest mistake that has ever... No, I can't say it's the biggest mistake that ever went on the internet, right? But it's the biggest mistake that ever... How in the world does the world get fakoy from such luxury and stupidity? It's unbelievable. I'm going to have a bridge. You want to buy a bridge? It's already in the
really nice bridge, right?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, the stupidity. It's not a magefa. It's no shaykhis in the world. 2,000 people. Now, I'm not even talking about what the developers say. If it was something that whoever gets it dies, right, it still wouldn't make enough gemina halacha. But that's not what happens. It's not the fact that whoever gets it dies. It's not the pshat b'chlal. It's that if you're like 93 years old and you have like a bad immune system or like you're like smoking Chinese pot, right? Which is like bats and like weasels and like, you know, mom. And like, you know, and you want to know what happens when like, you know, and you drink like, not even Corona, you drink like Fregnish, right? So then the guy's immune system is like a little bit shot and whatever. So those guys die. I'm not saying it's like a flu. A person could die from the flu and whatever. But it's a pella. It's not a magefa. It's not a magefa. Which is why I saw one such stupidity. It's unbelievable. Every idiot gets to write whatever he wants, sends it on the internet, and he's Rabbi Moron, right? Someone showed me, printed this out for me. Like that means that a person who's like, I can't say he's an intelligent human being, but like a normal human being, I don't know what he is. He wrote a whole tshuva about what would happen if somebody with suspected corona would walk into the Ben Gurion airport, would we be mechuyev to shoot him and kill him dead? And he has a whole tshuva about this, right? He's got a whole entire tshuva about this. If it would be a magefa, then it still wouldn't be pushed to me. That I know that there's a maisa. That's Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, Gedarka, he brings all these geschmacka stories and things, right? So Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein has a whole story about that in the 100 years ago in Poland, there was shachafat, and what is that? That's like hepatitis, probably. I don't know, I saw the word, shachafat. No, I don't know Hebrew either, but it's I saw the word shachafat. What is it? I don't know, like acne, like that. That's like some lady had a bad case of I think hepatitis. I think shachafat is hepatitis, and that was a sakana, and her house got destroyed from the weather, the place, you know, her house. I mean, you know, she lived in a corona box, whatever, right? And it got destroyed from the weather. So there was a Beis Yisoymus. I think it was Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein's grandfather who ran the Beis Yisoymus, actually. And this woman ran into the Beis Yisoymus because she needed a place to... So they didn't know what to do, so they locked her in a room. She had this disease, she would infect all the people there, and it's a Sekhana Nefashis Mamish, right? Not corona, like her MS is Sekhana Nefashis, right? So what happened? So she went, and they went, and they asked the Belzer Rebbe, Shachar Doyi. They asked him what to do, right? Dainu, if we open the door and push her out, you know, we make sure she goes out, she'll die. She'll for sure die. She's going to die for sure because she'll be out in the cold and she'll die. And everybody knows not to let her in. Here, she just like, you know, got in, right? There, the Shaila wasn't to kill her. The Shaila was just, should we let her, you know, put her? So he said he can't be matter such a thing. Can't be matter, which I found to be a chiddush. I find to be a kiddush. She's a roidif, right? Are you going to say she's a roidif b'oynis? I mean, I look at you. A child, a 2-year, a 4-year-old child, he walks over into a place and he's sporting a gun. Right? He's pointing a gun, and his mom is shooting. What do you do? Kill him. Of course you kill him. Right? No shot in the world, right? It's not fair. He doesn't know what he's doing or whatever. So, because he has like a predecessor, right? Who is the guy before him? The Uber in the stomach that everybody knows the Gemara. The Gemara says that if the baby over there is, you know, he's coming out and he's being raised at the mama, you kill the baby. Right? So what do you see? You see Clara, that the Maisa, that even though he's an oinus, the baby's an oinus, it's not his fault, right? He doesn't want to, you know, he doesn't want to kill his mother, right? He's not, you know, he's not hungry, right? He doesn't want to kill his mommy. So male and alpha peaking, you could be a right of oinus and alpha peaking, we don't care, and we kill you, right? So over here, the person's an oinus, but that doesn't matter. I would have thought that that would be a case that we'd be allowed to, be, you know, take her and put her out into the cold. The Belzer Rebbe, well, obviously bigger than me, he said, not like that. He said, what should they do? They should build like some type of a wall structure. All these things got together, and they built some type of a little cave or something, right? And they told her to go out and run into there. And then she stayed in there, and you know, they put food there and whatever, and they, I don't know if they got her better or whatever, but you know, so I just like, when we're not dealing with something that's a magefa, right? But if somebody sneezes on you and he has the cold, and the person, chas v'chalila, somebody has yanamachl, and somebody sneezes on him, that person can get pneumonia and can die. That for sure. There's no shaila. When your immune system is down, person's immune system's down, so they're a little liable to get any type of thing. Does that mean that the person's a roidif? Right? Because they carry with them disease. It means if they're running over to sneeze on that person who has a weakened immune system, then yes, you should take them out by the knees. Right? I had another shaila guy last Friday, right? So there was one of these guys who was driving down the road. Now, old man, right? There's one of these guys, one of these young whippersnappers, right? He's driving down the road. He's right now, you know, maybe you guys will come and visit me on Purim. Like, you know, I live in the other end of the world or something. Right? Right? And my road was designed by a drunk Israeli architect. Okay? So instead of making it straight, and so he made it like this, like that. Right, that's the first house, right? And you know, so in order to drive my road, you can't drive down my road, you know, 50 miles an hour. It's not shy, right? So here it was like 14 minutes before Shkia, right? And I mean Rabbeinu Tam Shkia, right? And this guy was driving down the road, and he was driving 50 miles an hour, right? And that's the time when the kids are already out and they're playing and whatever and this and that, and it was like really dangerous, right? And I, you know, after I spoke in shul, so it was good because the person came over to say good Shabbos. Somebody not from the neighborhood, somebody's a child from the neighbor. So he came over to say good Shabbos. I just wanted to show you how awkward cows could be. You guys have no clue. So you guys, I'm like, cool, right? Yeah, I'm like normal, you know. Here, come say good Shabbos to me. Shabbat Shalom, Rav. Shabbat Shalom. No, do it like that, what?
Shabbat Shalom,
Rav. Do it with Hachanah. Shabbat Shalom, Rav. In Hebrew it sounds better because I don't really know Hebrew, right? אתה זה שנכנסת לרחוב שלפני 15 דקות לפני שקיע.
כן.
היה לי צד שמותר להרוג אותך. No, he, you know, like Israeli guy, you have to like clear a shayla. No, אני חושב שאתה היית רוידף באותו שעה. Thus, I told him nafkamina. Nafkamina is in the mikveh. If by chance you happen to like damage something while you were driving like that, you're putter, because kim leim derabimine. Batson was mutter to kill you at the time, right? And he's like, the man. I said, oh, wonderful. That's a shame. I should have like, you know, knocked off someone's mirror. I hold. I can kill you. That's a shayla. That's a shayla. You know, that type of right, if I hear that person in the stomach, you're allowed to kill. But I don't know. Now, let's make maskana here. Is does it nishkin and magefa? Does it nishkin pestilence? Does it nishkin daver? Does it garnish? Right? Should you be nervous and worried? So I don't think anybody should travel to van. Hagam, that api alaka would be mutter gummer 100%. Dino, it's not putting yourself even into a makam sakana because it's not called a magefa. Would I travel there? No. No, what's an afkamina? Nafkamina was when it all started originally, before the whole world closed down and whatever, and there were predictions and things like that. So somebody asked me a shayla that he has a business trip in China. He wanted from me not a shayla, he had a bracha. He wanted a bracha. So I told him before, he wanted a bracha, that nothing's going to happen to him if he goes. I told him, before you ask for a bracha, maybe she asked me if it's mutter that you can go. If it's dangerous. And at the time, I didn't know the numbers, and the numbers on the first day were like fregnish. I don't know if you guys, you need Rebbeim to teach you the current events, right? You know, you don't know from these things. Ah, smartphone. So, you know, so Rebbeim on the first day, you know, the messages that we got were like, you know, on the first day when this thing hit, they were talking about like 14,000 people died already, and there's people dead in the street and whatever, and the place looked like, like fragments, like a war zone. It looked like Hiroshima. Right? And so the guy asked me, you know, can I have a bracha that nothing will happen? I said, before you ask me a bracha, you should ask me halachically if you're allowed to go. So he said to me, halachically, I'm allowed to go. I said, oh, there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia and Dafka Beis. The Gemara Bava Metzia says you have to pay your worker on time. Why do you have to pay your worker on time? Everybody's trying to give you the chizik. It says, for no reason, this guy went and he climbed up a tree and whatever and endangered his life, and you're not paying him on time. So the Ramesha and the Paiskim, the Medayik out of that Gemara, that you see from here, that Be'etzim, for Parnassa, you're not allowed to put yourself into suicide, right? But you're allowed to do things that the world would consider to be dangerous, right? So in this case over here, you know, the way I just explained it to you, it's not a Sekonis Nefashis Mavish, right? Because even if Chalila person would get it, he's not, number one, going to die, number two, it's not a Magefa, and v'chule, right? Would I go? No, no. But would he be allowed to go for business purposes? The answer is yes. Because not a vadai sakana. It's like something that the world considers to, today the world considers it to be, you know, no, if you go there, the world, you know, considered, no, for sure you're going to die. That's not even Shaila, right? The only question is how fast, and like when the tongue comes out, right, what's it going to look like when you vomit, you know? I mean, that, but the, you know, that's the world, but that's not what the emes. The emes is, it's not really emes of pikuach nefesh. You'd be even allowed to go there halachically on a business trip. Not suggesting it. Okay. Now, the last thing is, why does Magefa come to the Olam? This is not a Magefa, but it definitely is loud enough that it's causing us to think, right? So then you have to listen to the Gemaras to tell you why Magefa comes to the Olam. So the Gemara says one reason is the Mishnah in Perkei Avos. No, what does it say? Mishnah Avos? I'll say. The Mishnah in Avos says, because when there's Mises Beis Din, that the Beis Din can't implement. Okay, but like, you know, Mali today over yesterday, and like you know, the face. But like there's like more Chil Shabbos in the world. I don't want to sound like one of these. You know, I don't know. Is there more like, you know, like there's more Toyevas that got married yesterday, or probably got more divorces? These guys probably. It's not nice what you said to me. You know, like these guys probably fight like, you know, like girls. You know, like, so why is my gay to come to the world? So I'll read you what it says in, I have here a Zohar for Dummies. Right? So it says like this. It's like, you know, it's an Elif Amagim is a Sefer Kabbalah, but he brings down things like, you know, for Zohar for people like us that, you know, can't understand. So one reason is Magefa, Siba Hayoyser Gedoyli Pagam HaBris. The biggest reason Magefa comes to the world is because Pagam of the Bris. Because people are, you know, looking where they should, where Jewish eyes should not look, and obviously that causes reactions that should not be caused. Komokim that znus is coming, so then andromosia bala oilam. I don't know what andromosia bala oilam is. I do know, but it's like a magefa. It doesn't sound very not very good. Then what's the other reason why? So he says, sarich the shomer. What's this over here? Tied in my bris, whatever. Sarach lisham min nivlis peh, from nivl peh. That's where it comes from. So if you're listening, ein paranias ba la'olam ela b'shvil Yisrael. It's because why? Because nivl peh, right? So you tell your roommate. No more. And then he says here, and l'shoyer shirei agavim, singing goyish song. Yes, this is the reason why it comes from. The last one, sarikli shomer me'averis cha'adam dash ba'akeva. You have to be most careful from averis that people don't think are such a big deal. Right? And with this, I'll be Messiah. The Gemara Baba Kama says, where does the malacham, what should you never do when there's a magefa? You shouldn't go by yourself to the base medrash. I know people that are makbid the whole year because they're afraid of magefa. Right? You should never go to the base medrash by yourself when there's a magefa. But you can go with a chavrusa. Why could you go with a chavrusa? I guess because the shechina comes, because there's two people learning that. But by yourself, not. Why? Zokti Gemara. Baba Kama, Tav Samech. Why not? Zokti Gemara. Because the Malach HaMavis leaves his kalim in the Beis HaMedrash. The place called Kasha, right? Why does he leave his kalim in the Beis HaMedrash, Beis Knesset, like there's other places, right? It's a good Kasha. Like, where does he leave his punktafka in the Beis HaMedrash? That's where he leaves his kalim. You know, what's the job put in the toilet, Dartmouth? What's that? So I don't know things, you know. So I got to look into the Sifrei, you know, Kabbalah for Dummies and things like that. You know what they say? They say, because what are the Malach HaMavis's Kalim? The Malach HaMavis's Kalim are when someone talks during davening and someone is Mevatel Torah. Those are his Kalim. That's his Kalim. That's what gives him his Koyach. Someone told me Rav Gamliel, he's a great Jew, that he went around, he gave off talk, if you daven in Minyan and daven and this and that, and that talk during daven. And by the way, it's in the first Gemara. I saw Rav Gamliel yesterday. I went over to him and I said to him, I took his hand and I kissed it. I saw him at the Kaiser, I took his hand and I kissed it, right? And then he kissed mine. I haven't washed my hand since. I told him, Gamliel, it's in the first Gemara. It's a Gemara in Baba Kama, Dav Samech. No, it wasn't stated in the Gemara. I told him, the Gemara in Baba Kama says, he says, with the Malach HaMavis, where he puts his Kalim. Who's the Kalim from the Malach HaMavis? The Kalim of Malach HaMavis are somebody that talks during davening. As I said, that's why you can't go into the base medrash by yourself, the Shas Magefa, because that's where the Malach HaMavis, that's what it means, is Kalim Vishtes. And not only that, it stems with the other Zayar. The Aveir is that people, they don't think that people don't think are such a big deal. Right? It's Mamish Gevaldik. That's why the Magefa comes to the Oilam. So Hashem should help us that this Magefa will go away. This Magefa is not a Magefa. This Magefa is not a Magefa. And they should help in Taka that the stairs should get smaller and smaller.